I thought I was going to have a crowd with ties, and it was going to be part of our dirty word, horizon. I think somebody mentioned horizon a while ago, and Vesix mentioned that that was a pretty nasty word here for many, many years. And it's still kind of, when I heard horizon, so I thought I was going to, I didn't bring any notes, didn't bring any papers. I was just going to talk and hopefully give somebody a mouthful of what I thought of horizon, but I guess it's a whole different horizon now. So I guess my talk is going to change now. I'll make it brief. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer, because I know it's like giving you, you know, 500 or 300 years of history in 10 minutes, but we're just going to break it down to how we got here.
You got a whole half an hour.
A whole half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think fast.
So Mabel settled for the second time in 1739. Most of the records go back to Tomé was settled in 1739. It was the second settlement. The first settlement came in Tomé in the 1650s by Tomé number two, or junior. Tomé number two comes in here as a soldier, and he is given the land grant from this area. The land grant that we talk about today, the original boundaries. And I'm going to change the wording because the wording on the documents are in Spanish. But it says the documents state, del medio del río abajo, which is the center of the river, which shifted constantly. Mm-hmm. To the east is where the sun rises on the mountains, meaning the crest of the mountains. So from the crest of the mountains to the center of the river. On the north side, el Cerro de Tomé, which is a volcanic hill that Greg and Sherry just finished talking about. To the south, hasta los Tres Alamitos, or cerca del Cerro del Turututu, which is the Black Butte. The Tres Alamitos is a spring that's up in the Manzanos, and it runs almost parallel with the Black Butte and Highway 60. So you can see that vast amount. And they did it for a purpose when they gave lands. It had to sustain a village, and that's why they came here, to settle, to bring in a new settlement. They had the valley and the water and the river to farm. They had the common lands, which is from the sand hills all the way to the mountains. Now, in order to make houses, El Cerro was extremely important. El Cerro de Tomé has two big significance besides religion now. It was the only place in the valley they could find rocks. And if you try to build terrones or adobes and put your house on the ground, what's going to happen to the ground?
Yeah.
It'll melt. Every house in Tomé that was built in those times before concrete came is made out of rock from El Cerro. We just took down a lot of the church's walls. It's got 3 feet deep and almost 4 feet wide of rock that came from El Cerro. And they didn't bring it in dump trucks either. So, I mean, that's a lot of rock. And the last thing they used, the rock from the Tomé Hill, headstones. Uh-huh. You find some of the old headstones. Most of the ones, and that's another story when you go to the cemetery of why the empty spots in the back, it got clear years ago, and that's a whole new subject. But if you find the old rocks, you'll find some old flat stones, and they're engraved. Wow. The names, the dates of who died. So it was for building houses, for burying. They had common lands, which is everything up here, for grazing their cattle. They had timber and wood from the mountains. They had crops to grow in the bottom. Anyway, Tomé leaves in 1680 because what happened in 1680 in this whole country here?
Pueblo Revolt.
The Pueblo Revolt. Yeah. Tomé actually splits, heads down south with his whole family, never returns. On some of the old records, I guess he was considered a deserter from the Spanish government. He left to El Paso, never returned. They tried to bring him back a couple of times. He lands up going through a lot of different hearings up there, but he was in deep trouble. His brother comes over for the second conquest. But anyway, so Tomé has left for that period of time. In 1739, there was a group of 29 families from the area somewhere in the western part of Albuquerque that were having a lot of troubles with people raiding them, taking their foods, when the passers were going by. They had no lands that they called their own. And there was 29 families of Genízaros. Anybody know what a Genízaro is?
Mixed blood,
Mm-hmm. And these Arawak were called, they could have been half Apache, half Spanish, half everything. And they had no real identity of themselves. And the Spaniards called them Genízaros. But one thing, they were all Christians. Because of the records, we have the names of the families. The names of the families, and they all have Spanish names. So we know that they had been Christianized. Anyway, they asked the mayor of Albuquerque to speak to the governor of New Mexico on behalf of them if they could be granted the land grant that Tomé left, because he never returned. So on July 30th, 1739, real important date for Tomé again. And the land grant is given to these 29 families. And the new process begins. And a lot of the native people from this area, we can trace their bloodline either to those 29 families or to the Spaniards that came here at first. I myself can go just in the church records, 10 generations. Just in church records that we have. The church has a lot of the documents in there. So what happens when they start, they granted these big chunk of land, they start, first of all, making fields, plowing their fields, and dividing properties. They started giving properties to each family. Each family was given a certain amount of property that he could sustain a family. If you were given poor lands, you were given more. If you were given rich lands with good soils to farm, you were given a small amount. And so families, and you can still trace them, were old original families, the Chavezes. Different roads separate old families. The land grant, all this was considered common lands. All that was deeded lands. Went on real smooth from 1739. Americans come in 1848. What happens to the land grant? First of all, they give the land grant, is granted a patent. The U.S. government actually says this is a real land grant. We accept it because tons of people ask for land grants. There was land grants. Everyone was applying for land grants. But only a certain amount of land grants were issued by the government. Tomé happened to be one of them. But one thing they did when they granted Tomé the land grant, they didn't follow the original boundaries. The Survey General came and they put the boundaries on the bottom or the foothills of the mountains. They didn't go to the top. And that's still a big issue today. The fence was put at the bottom. Those became parts of the Forest Service. All these other boundaries were left the same. Everything continues. Patents are going on. We are declared a true land grant. And everything keeps going really nice. Until the 1940s, or the 1940s, right after the war, Albuquerque starts growing.